Thanks. Hi. It's a circus out there. Not half as bad as LAX, though. Oh my god, hi. What are the chances? It's great to see you. You look great. There's a car behind us. How long have you been driving for Uber? That's cool. Oh, right. To my mom's house. It's on Middleton. Really? You remember my old address? I guess we did used to spend a lot of time there. I think I could still find my way to yours, just by muscle memory alone. Are you home for the holidays? So you're home, period. That's nice. No place like home, right? Yeah, I'm just here for the weekend. What are your plans for Christmas? Well, I figured that much. Sounds like fun. Oh, I'm just seeing my mom. For the first time since I left. I'm a little nervous, to tell the truth. She and I are good now, yeah. At least I think so. It's hard to tell on the phone when you can't see her facial expressions. But, yeah, we'll see if we can make it through the weekend without strangling each other. But it'll be good to see her after so long. I can't believe you're here. I mean, I thought maybe I'd see you. This is the kind of town where you can't take two steps without running into someone. I remember that much. But I'm still... I just never imagined it would have happened like this. How are you? It's been, what, 7 years? Long time. So, you've been good? Good. That's good. Oh, I'm good too. I auditioned a little bit ago for a role in a new Netflix series. Today they called me back for a second audition. Don't congratulate me yet. I haven't actually landed the role. It's a minor role, anyway. I appreciate your confidence in me, but there are hundreds of other girls who got the same phone call. It doesn't really mean anything. Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me these pep talks. I remember you saying the exact same thing when I auditioned for our school plays. I only got those roles because, like, everyone at our school had stage fright. Hollywood isn't quite the same. Do I like it? What, life in Hollywood? Yeah, I like it. I love it. I think it's been good for me. Besides, I think I would have gone crazy if I'd stayed here forever. Sorry, I didn't mean for it to come out like that. I just needed a change of scenery, you know? It's funny. You're exactly the same. The same person I met under the bleachers in 9th grade. Older, obviously. Different hair. But the same. I'm sorry we lost touch. Yeah, no, I know. It wasn't either of our faults. People get older, we drift apart, we move on. It happens. I'm just sorry that it did. I just wish I'd called or emailed, sent you a postcard at the very least. I think I was just caught up in the idea of starting over somewhere new. No, you don't need to apologize. You were right. It's like you said. It's neither of our faults. Or it's both of our faults. I don't know. But we could call it even. We could forget it all entirely. Everything that happened between us. Yeah. Clean slate. Seriously, though, it's good to see you. Weird, but good. Are you in a relationship? No, don't say that. Are you crazy? Getting off your shift soon? You just clocked out? Really? If it's all the same to you, I could move into the front seat and we could just keep driving. Okay then. Let me just, Hey, there's our old hangout. Do you still go there? And you think of me when you do, I hope. This whole trip is incredibly nostalgic. So many memories that I didn't even know I had resurfacing. I never thought I'd say this, but I wish I could go back to high school. Do you? I mean, do you miss it? Yeah, me too. But at the same time, I guess I'm happy I got out. I'm making this town sound like a prison. I'm sorry. Do you get what I mean, though? Have you ever thought about leaving? Do you think you ever would? I think you have the ability to belong wherever you are. A talent I do not possess. I wish I did. If I'm honest, nowhere really feels like home. Not here, not LA. I think I'm cursed. Cursed to never fit in. No, I'm just being melodramatic. It's okay. Can I ask you something? If I had stayed, if I hadn't run off to LA the second I graduated, do you think we'd have made it work? I mean, do you think we'd still be together? You do? But... oh, there's a but. I'd regret it. Regret what? Not chasing after my Hollywood pipe dream. It is a pipe dream. It's naive and it's silly. And there's a 99.9% chance that I am going to fail. But I'm still gonna do it. Because I think you're right. I think if I don't try, I'll regret it. If you don't try, you'll never know what could have been, right? You know, I lied. I don't miss high school. And I don't miss this place. I just miss you. I wish I could have had both. My Hollywood pipe dream and you. I wish I didn't have to choose all those years ago. Because sometimes I lay in bed and I can't help but think what could have been. We were good together. You know, it felt right. And everyone else, whenever I've tried to move on, everyone else feels wrong. I'm sorry for putting this on you, but I just had to put it out there, once and for all. So much for a clean slate and forgetting everything. I won't bring it up again, I promise. Why are we pulling over? You're not kicking me out of the car, are you? Because it's like a 40-minute walk to my mom's house and I'm wearing... platforms. You are getting a 5-star Uber rating, you know that? Mm-hmm. Unless you do this with all your passengers. No? So I'm just special. We do have quite the history, don't we? I think that deep down, I always knew it was you. I just didn't want to admit it to myself because I thought that we were just, it was all just high school puppy love. And that I'd move on, but it's been 7 years and I still can't. Is that ridiculous? Really? Well, I'm glad we're in the same boat then. Do you think we could make it work? Somehow? I'm willing to try. Okay. I missed you so much.